KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, it's mostly cloudy, 75 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be partly cloudy to cloudy today with scattered showers and thunderstorms possible, a high around 90. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, where they'll help you stay on track with your medications. Ask them about no-wait refills and Rex packs. In Southwest Iowa news, sheriff's deputies in Adams County arrested a woman late Sunday night in connection with an assault that took place last week. 41-year-old Holly Ann Oliphant of Lenox was arrested in Lenox at around 10:35 p.m. Sunday on a warrant for assault causing bodily injury for an incident that allegedly took place last Thursday. The woman was being held in the Adams County Jail on $1,000 bond. Police in Council Bluffs are investigating a stabbing incident that took place late Sunday evening. Officials say at around 8:45 p.m., 29-year-old Joshua Whitelaw walked into Mercy Hospital in Council Bluffs, suffering from a stab wound to his arm. Whitelaw told authorities he was stabbed two blocks from the Buc-ee's at 35th and Broadway. The incident allegedly happened after Whitelaw's vehicle was rear-ended at around 8:15 p.m. As Whitelaw was talking to the unknown male driver of the vehicle that hit him, a fight began. And as Whitelaw was supposedly getting the best of the other male, he was stabbed in the arm and bitten. Whitelaw drove himself to the hospital. Anyone with any further information about the incident is asked to call the Council Bluffs Police Department's Criminal Investigation Division at 712-328-4765. Police in Council Bluffs are investigating also the death of a man whose body was found floating in the Missouri River Sunday evening. The 911 dispatch center received a transfer call about the possibility of a body in the river from the Omaha Police Department at around 5:25 p.m. Sunday. The Council Bluffs Fire Department's rescue boat was then dispatched to the area located 1/4 mile south of the Vets Memorial Bridge or highway. Crews were able to recover the body of a man from the river just after 5:45 p.m. The body was then transferred to the area of the Ameristar Casino parking lot and turned over to the Criminal Investigation Division and Medical Examiner for further investigation. The subject is a white male about 35 to 40 years of age with a tattoo on his right forearm. He was dressed in a pair of blue jeans and black belt only. The man's identification was pending the scheduling and completion of an autopsy. An investigation into the incident continues. The Cass County Fair wraps up the last full day of activities in Atlantic today, and tomorrow breakfast will be served at the food stand from 6:30 to 10 a.m., and the livestock sale will take place beginning at 8 a.m. on Tuesday. On tap for this morning is the Best of Show in the Outdoor Show Ring, the Best of Iowa Show at 9:30 in the Community Center, and at 11 a.m. the Watermelon Feed in the Outdoor Show Ring. As always, the Commercial Exhibit Building will open at 10 a.m. for you to check out the various vendors and artisans. Today's noon special at the food stand is roast beef, with hot beef being sold this evening at 5, and the food stand is open until 10 p.m. This afternoon, the Style Show will be held in the Community Center beginning at 4 o'clock, with the building awards being presented at that time as well. Tonight at 6 is the Parade of Champions in the Outdoor Arena. The Grand Champion Beef Selection in front of the grandstand starts at 7 p.m., and Mud Volleyball in the Horse Arena gets underway at 8 p.m. Kids in wheelchairs from different states will get a chance to try 16 different sports at a special camp this week. The Wheelchair Sports and Recreation Camp will introduce attendees to a variety of different sports and activities. Students from Nebraska, Iowa, and surrounding states will participate. Participating in sports can help people in wheelchairs build strength and endurance. CHI Health is sponsoring the free camp, and therapists from its Emanuel Rehabilitation Institute will help the campers. The camp will be held at the Iowa School for the Deaf in Council Bluffs from today through Thursday. Author Robert James Waller has donated an original manuscript from his book, The Bridges of Madison County, to the University of Northern Iowa's Rod Library. Waller was a professor and former dean at UNI before publishing the book in 1992, vaulted him into the international spotlight. Special Collections Librarian Gerald Peterson says the donation is a key piece in the process of creating Waller's first novel.
What we have is a very late typescript. That is, a manuscript implies, well, you think of the Latin word for hand. So it's not written by hand, it's written on a computer. And this is very late in the process, so it is approaching a finished project, but that Professor Waller was still making handwritten emendations to the manuscript.
The Bridges of Madison County featured an Iowa farm wife who had an affair with a photographer. It was a New York Times bestseller that has sold 50 million copies worldwide and was later made into a movie and then a Broadway musical. Peterson says interest remains in the story.
We do still get questions, certainly not at the level we were getting, let's say, in the early 90s. At that time, you almost couldn't open a newspaper or a magazine or listen to something on the radio or watch something on television without seeing a very clear reference to Bridges of Madison County.
The donated manuscript will be available for those who are interested.
It will be here in the Special Collections and University Archives Research Room, and anybody who comes in our door is welcome to take a look at it and use it for research or whatever kind of process you have in mind.
Peterson said the Bridges of Madison County is a great story in itself of how someone can write and hit upon a story that captures readers. Waller not only wrote the book, he found a way to get it published.
You can be real, real happy with what you've just written, but so what if you can't put it in front of other people? Professor Waller persisted and did indeed get it out in front of people.
Waller now lives in Texas. For more information about the Bridges manuscript, visit www.library.uni.edu. In the funeral announcements, Marcella Sally Lucian, age 84, of Harlan, died Thursday at the Elmcrest Retirement Community in Harlan. A massive Christian burial service for Sally Lucian will be today at 10:30 at St. Boniface Catholic Church in Westphalia. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. And Keith Butch Edwin Mortensen, age 71, of Elkhorn, died Wednesday at the University of Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha. Funeral services for Butch Mortensen will be today at 11 o'clock at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic, the prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.